episode 913, Too Blessed to Be Stressed.
Moms, needing a little inspiration and a ray of hope? You've come to the right place. This is the show that you can turn to for just the pick-me-up you need. This is Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie. Here's your host, certified life coach, personal trainer, and nutritionist, Christiane Wargo.
Staring at a stop sign, watching people drive by.
Happy, happy day. I hope you're ready for some inspiration, motivation, because today is Inspiration Day. It is Too Blessed to Be Stressed. A day for you to realize that, you know what? I can overcome. What is going on in my life is not going to define my next step. For those of you who are brand new to Create Your Now, welcome to this incredible family. I'm so delighted of your presence. If you already haven't had the opportunity, you want to head on over to createyournow.com where you can learn more and to sign up for the Kisses newsletter, the Keep It Simple Strategy Everyday Solutions to Live, Love, and Impact. As crazy as life gets in, you know it's crazy. Maybe you've already pulled out your hair a couple times or two today, and you're like, Christiane, I don't want to talk about crazy. I just want to survive. I just need that ray of hope that you promised me you were going to give me. Well, you're always too blessed to be stressed, even when you're pulling your hair out. Look on the brighter side. Your life could be riddled with more chaos, more fear, more anticipation, more anxiety. That's all the awesomeness you feel before getting on the ride of your life. You know, that massive roller coaster at the amusement park? You stand there and you're going, oh my gosh, that looks so cool. Everybody's screaming and yelling, and that's exactly what I want to feel, that exhilaration, that thrill. And what's crazier, you would wait for hours just to get that rush. Look no further. Your life's roller coaster is just the adventure you need. You're too blessed to be stressed. Now, you also have to keep a perspective of gratitude. Gratitude keeps you grounded. When you don't have the answer, when you're caught in the storm, gratitude offers the opportunity to seize the moment while gaining encouragement and hope. It's your life's preserver, the rope of hope. You're too blessed to be stressed. You're probably rolling your eyes at me right now, aren't you, Christiane? You have no idea. I already told you that I pulled my hair out twice today. I'm here for some inspiration. I'm here for you to encourage me. And I just feel like I'm drowning. You don't know what I'm going through. You have no idea. And you're right. But I do want to be here for you. So please reach out. I want to pray specifically for your situation. Send me a note. I'm here for you. However, I don't know your situation and circumstances right now unless you communicate that with me. So it is kind of hard when you sit here and you hear these stories like, oh, come on, you're too blessed to be stressed. I know. Heard the story already. I don't need to hear anymore. Done. Move on. Don't move on yet. I want to tell you my little story. As I was walking mile after mile after mile today, I realized that every move that I have to make this summer, and that's a total of about six moves, it might be seven, I don't know. It just depends on how things fall into place. But they're all dependent on someone else's step. And I have no control of those steps. Oh boy, do I wish I had. I want that control. This was beyond freaking me out. I would walk even faster and faster the more I thought about it, the more I got frustrated. But I wouldn't be in this position if I wasn't blessed. Some of you might say, you have a home, and yes, you have to sell it so you can move on to the next place, but you're moving on to bigger opportunities. What is there to be stressed about? Have you moved? Like, out of where you've lived? I've moved way too many times. I can't count on my hands and my toes. That's how many times I've moved. I need to borrow other people's hands and toes to start counting how many times I've moved. But when we lack control, what happens to our body? We get stressed out, right? Mentally fatigued. Yet if I wasn't blessed, I wouldn't be in this mess. If you weren't blessed, you wouldn't be in this mess. You're too blessed to be stressed. It's that perspective of gratitude. It's kind of bringing it home and grounding yourself. We had a power surge here. Was it last night, maybe? Maybe it was. I don't know. My days began to roll together. with my husband off. He's in transition. He's about ready to go ahead and leave and move on to the bigger opportunity as we stay here waiting for our home to sell. And that is very stressful because he's moving on without the family. And we don't ever like to separate the family, but sometimes you have to do what you have to do. Well, we were having these power surges, and it wasn't like it would just go off and then come back on. It would flicker and go off like two or three times very, very fast. I mean, a true power surge. And you know, when that happens, sometimes your GFI outlets are blown. The things that ground you, they keep you safe. Think about gratitude. It grounds you. It keeps you safe. But when we're stressed out, we kind of forget about that. You're too blessed to be stressed. Yeah, I'm in a mess right now. I have so many things up in the air. I have so many unanswered questions. This is probably one of the toughest moves I've ever had to make in my lifetime. With everything unknown. You can ask me a question. It's like, well, I don't know. It depends on this, and that depends on this. And there's like five equations for every question. And I'm one who really likes to plan. But you know what? If you look at this planning calendar of mine, no. I mean, that's where I just have to throw it out the window. That's why when I was walking mile after mile, I was just frustrated. But I realized, I'm like, you know what? I'm too blessed to be stressed. God's got this. I got to keep myself grounded to Him, grounded to gratitude. Where and what are you grounded to today? Maybe you are frustrated. Maybe you're pulling out your hair two or three times already. What is it that gets you and has gotten you so crazed up? You need to get out of that phase, and I want to ground you today. Ground yourself in gratitude, the perspective of gratitude. Grab onto the rope of hope. Hold tight. God's got you. And so long as you hold on, you'll be on the adventure of a lifetime. You're too blessed to be stressed. So take a deep breath. Oh, it's going to be an awesome day. It truly is. Smile right now. Come on. Turn that frown upside down. Oh, look at you. You're beautiful. Now go out today, live, love, and impact. I love you so very much. I cannot wait to see you on the other side. Blessings, love, and lots of hugs. We'll talk to you real soon. Bye-bye.
Feeling inspired, ready to train for life, and love your journey? Visit createyournow.com for more incredible resources to help you along the way. We'll see you next time on Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie. And remember, always be sure you consult your physician before beginning any health and fitness plan.